This bedroom beats the hell out of mine. I mean, yeah, it's embarrassing to admit, but my room is basically untouched from back then. Which is cool. Like, I don't need a bigger bed or anything. I am trying to save up for a new mattress, though. What? Nervous? Oh, you think I'm nervous? What would possibly make you think that? No. Don't worry. I definitely want to stay. And I'm with you. I'm okay with you being in my space, or, kissing me again, or, whatever. Don't worry. Spontaneous is fun, and I trust you. If you ever did anything that I was uncomfortable with, I'd let you know. And I hope you feel that way about me, too. See? Even if I was nervous, which I totally am not, I can communicate in junk. You know, when I actually do it. Like, for example, how I'm gonna communicate that I didn't exactly have a change of clothes with me when I was out delivering pizzas. Getting low-key rat-napped by you tonight wasn't really on the agenda, so I don't have any pajamas or stuff to sleep in. I could just ditch the clothes, I guess. Yeah. You know, I always wondered what kissing you would be like. I'm still not so good at anything. Not like you. You're so soft and warm and inviting. I'm not like inexperienced or anything, but I don't think I ever felt what whatever it is I'm feeling when we kiss. It's like you're telling me something. I don't know. Maybe I can figure it out if you kiss me again. I think you're telling me to go ahead and strip so we can crawl into bed. Something like that? Nice. Yeah, okay. Obviously, you'd want to get comfy for bed, too. I didn't really have the brain cells to spare to realize that, that meant I'd be seeing you. And, damn, you're so hot. I mean, I did think that back then, too, but it's not fair that you were already cute. And then had a glow up on top of that. You were already glowing. Uh. It's a nice bed. Oh, man. I've got to get me a new mattress. Oh, this is nice. What the hell? Oh. Hello, Casper. Gosh, you're warm. Oh. I've missed you. Like, don't get me wrong, this is great. But just being around you again makes me really, really happy. And getting all that shit off my chest and finding out that you felt the same and all of that. Not only was it closure, it's like, it's like the beginning of something new, you know? You laying your head on my chest, holding me. It feels like all the stuff I've been through was worth it. Like all that holding on paid off. We got a lot of lost time to make up for, huh? Cass, thank you for not giving up on me. I could have ghosted you all over again, but you weren't going to let me screw this up. Thank you. Me? Worth it. Well, all I know is, I always thought you were a pretty good judge of, well, everything. Your taste in music, and movies, and games, and food, and people. You have good taste in everything, and if you like me, then that's gotta count for something, huh? Well, yeah, I'm not gonna get all of my self-worth from the validation of others, but I sure as hell am gonna take what I can get. Yeah. Hearing you laugh again feels really good. Making me feel good feels good? Well, you make it easy. You have a really gentle touch, and it's nice. Woo, careful. I'm still a little ticklish. No. Put that face away, you demon. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, I trust you, all right. Trust you to bully me. Don't. No. Hey. Relax. Your lips can tickle me too, you know. No, that doesn't mean stop. I just, if you're gonna kiss around my body, be careful. That's nice. You're good at that, huh? Well, you're pretty good at giving kisses, so yeah. No, you're the one that's cute. What am I supposed to do? Just stop reacting? It feels good, and I have to breathe, right? Well, listen, I'm open to a lot of things, but I'm cool with keeping this time around pretty tame. You really know how to work me over, huh? Oh, you thought about this? Okay, well, yeah, me too. A lot, actually. Not to sound like a creep or anything, of course, but back when I didn't know what a loving touch felt like, I wonder how you would treat me. Nah, this beats anything I could have dreamed of, but I mean, back then, the thought of you even putting a hand on me was enough to make me melt. I was down horrendous. It was a perfect storm of, like, you being kind and me caring about you as a friend and the ignorance and curiosity of being a dipshit kid with a crush, hormones. But even after all this time, I can confidently say none of it has changed. You still make my heart race. Thoughts of you still excite me. It's overwhelming. It's a rush of a lot of feelings. Old ones, new ones, innocent ones, not so innocent ones. I'm glad you found me, Cass. Back then and now. I'm really glad. Sorry, I don't mean to get all worked up. I just. You wanted me to. Yeah, that's good to know that the tension wasn't one-sided. I was always worried about that. You got me to spill the beans playing truth or dare that I had been worked up around you before. What about you? I remember you backing it up on me a few times, but we were sleeping, right? Right? Oh, you're a sneaky little shit, huh? I would have never took the hint, man. I figured you were just a restless sleeper or something. Too much soda before bed or whatever. No, I couldn't catch a hint if it hit me in the hands. Well, we're awake now, huh? Listen, I've been worked up ever since you pounced on me, and at this point, it's so bad that I'll probably have to call a doctor in the morning, like I took some damn gas station rhino pills or something. No, seriously, those things will give you a damn heart attack, and when you fall over, you'll have a convenient little kickstand to prop you up. I'm not gonna need a doctor, huh? Are you sure? Not if I don't want to. Oh, well, We're talking about touching butts, huh? Am I good enough for that? I mean, I know you like me and stuff, and I like you a lot. But what if I'm like, I don't know, damaged goods, emotionally and physically? I don't know, I'm just worried I might not live up to expectations or something. Sorry, I'm not trying to spoil the fun time. I just don't want to... I don't want to disappoint you. Yeah, I've been through a lot. But if you want me, I definitely want you. What do I want specifically? I am enjoying you taking the lead like this. You climbing on top of me earlier was, awesome. So I'm cool with being on my back and you just doing your thing. You got some ideas, huh? Oh boy. All right. Yeah, but could you kiss me again? Like not just my lips, but maybe that's a good place to start. Nice. Oh, Cass. Mm.